Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School in Ensemble. My name is Joe Dudek. I'm one of your adjudicators here at the Music in the Parks Festival. I'm looking forward to your performance. I've heard some wonderful performance from your symphonic band and your orchestra and jazz band today already, and I'm, like I said, really eagerly anticipating the performance of your wind ensemble. We're getting your announcement here, and we'll begin shortly. Okay, looks like we're ready to begin. This is your warm-up composition. And I'm just going to let the recorder run like I've done in the last couple of groups so you can hear your warm-up tune. See what it sounds like in the hall without me talking through it. To be one of the first people to hear this performed. Really looking forward to it. I'm just getting some final instructions here, and I'm sure we'll be ready to go. I think percussion getting set here. Opening here. Yeah, the overall dynamics, mezzo forte, work for a perfect balance there on the saxophone parts. And see, if we started a little softer, then the flute would be perfectly in balance there. But it was hard to hear the flute and the clarinet solo, the saxophone solely being so thick. So maybe start a dynamic level less. A little more decay on the accented figures, possibly. picture of bassoons. At a low read, there's a little bit of harmonic clarity issues there. Little polyphonic section, again, work for equal voice fugal exposition there, and I mean, it didn't play out as a fugue, but maybe mezzo forte a little bit too strong. I want to make sure you hear each voice and each entrance equally. A little strong for a trumpet solo here. Nice crescendo here. Nice build. Trumpet entrance, a little nervous sounding. Not as delicate as maybe I'm expecting it to sound like. Nice brass choir sound here. Nice forte piano. Again, maybe sting these accents a little bit with more decay. Beam, bomb, bomb. Some pitch issues here. Very difficult, but we a little bit more care and detail in tuning these interval between the trumpet and euphonium. Entrances just not together at the end here. Okay, how cool is that, man? Awesome. I love it. In the silence of the canyon, what a great piece of music for your school here. And immortalized by Jack Stamp. This commissioning of this work. Well done. From a performance standpoint, a couple of suggestions. Obviously, never heard it before. Who has, right? Other than you. is, work for equality of all parts. Sometimes some of the lawyer voices were a little bit stronger and not letting the melody line or the top part really shine through. Know your role in the ensemble if you have an accompaniment voice. And really work for equality in the saxophones, who were maybe a little bit too loud for my taste at the beginning, and especially as the flutes and clarinets came in. You have a little exposition, a canonic entrance at 29. If we start that maybe a little bit softer, then by the time we get down to the third or fourth presentation of the melody, it won't be too thick or too heavy. Okay, and then some places where the lower voices were actually dominating the sound, and in what I thought was supposed to be sounding a little bit more delicate. Okay, some pitch issues on some of the harder intervals and harder passages, and make sure all the entrances are really solid. Sometimes sounded a little bit nervous and had some pitch issues here and there on some of those exposed entrances. Really hard to do. Okay, here we go. Cajun. What a nice alto sax solo sound. Very well done. Pitch here between the saxophones and the clarinet. A little bit off, just a little bit. Yeah, way to go, soloist. Clarinet solo, alto sax solo, very well done. Make the trumpet and the release much more artistic of a release with resonance going into the rest. D off, all the way into the rest on the release trumpets. Accompaniment clarinet part here is overbalancing the melody. Seem to be having trouble with the recorder today. Be careful. Percussion just a little bit overbalanced there. I was really talking a lot about. I'll try to recap the first tune at the end here. Enjoying Cajun folk songs here. One of the things I wrote on a sheet is some minor pitch issues throughout. Dial in the intonation a little bit more. The soloist did a great job at the beginning of the first movement. Maybe a little rise and fall, more rise and fall to the line. Just again, be careful in here, percussion a little bit overplayed. So just from was mentioning on the recorder before it like completely shut off and and rebooted here. I was talking about your beautiful ensemble tone in the first tune, how special it is to have a piece written for you by Jack Stamp. That's pretty amazing. I thought you did a wonderful job with that. Work quality of all voices was my main gist of talking about the first tune, and making sure that all parts can be heard. There's sometimes that like the saxophone thing was a little thick, especially when the clarinet and flute came in. Especially that I think it was the tenor and Barry saxophone in that saxophone choir that wasn't allowing the top voices to really come through. And then the canonic entrance at I think 29. I'm going back, by the way, again, talking about your wonderful Jack Stamp piece, because I think we've lost that on the recording. That we want to work for quality of voices and make sure that it's not too thick by the time we get to the third entrance of the melody. Other times that the long notes or bottom of the band accompaniment figures seem to be a little bit thick for what I thought was to be a pretty delicate part of the music, okay? Some minor pitch problems throughout on the first piece as well, especially in the harder intervals, exposed solos. Trumpet solo specifically, I mentioned, sound a little nervous, and some of the more harder passages, a little pitch problem here and there. In Cajun Folk Song, great job, soloist. Really appreciated what you're doing there. Nice saxophone sound on the solos. The trumpet melody at the beginning and the first movement could use a little bit more of an artistic release and release into the rest. Don't chop the releases. Some minor pitch issues again throughout in the first movement and in the second movement. Make the accents really jump out. A few times percussion a little bit too heavy in the second tune as well, especially towards the end. Again, apologize for this is the second time with your school today that I had a problem with the recorder here. And again, I really apologize. But I hope some of my comments... at least we can maybe salvage some of the comments that I've made for you for this wonderful ensemble. I enjoyed hearing you today. And again, it really was my pleasure being one of your adjudicators for all four of your groups. Thank you. Best luck to you in the future.